This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Thousands of people took part in Myanmar protests again on Sunday. A day prior, two people were killed when police and security forces used live rubber bullets, tear gas, and water cannons against those protesting the military's February 1st coup. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the deadly violence late Saturday. He said, quote, "The use of lethal force, intimidation, and harassment against peaceful demonstrators is unacceptable." The UN Special Rapporteur for Myanmar, Tom Andrews, tweeted, quote, "I am horrified at more loss of life, including a teenage boy in Mandalay, as the ruling junta escalates its brutality in Myanmar." 20 people were wounded in Saturday's violence, according to the head of a volunteer emergency service. The Assistance Association for Political Prisoners says 569 people have been detained. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog is meeting with Iranian officials. The meeting is a bid to preserve his inspector's ability to monitor Tehran's atomic program. That's even as authorities said Sunday they plan to cut off inspectors' surveillance cameras at those sites. Rafael Grossi's visit to Tehran comes as Iran tries to pressure Europe and the new Biden administration into returning to the 2015 nuclear deal. U.S. federal regulators are investigating what caused a catastrophic engine failure on a United Airlines plane that rained debris on the city of Denver, Colorado's suburbs as the aircraft made an emergency landing. You can read more about this story and others on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The British government has a new coronavirus vaccination goal to give every adult in the country a first dose of the vaccine by July 31st. That's a month earlier than its previous target. The government has a goal of everyone over 50 or with an underlying health condition to get a shot by April 15th, rather than the previous target of May 1st. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said Sunday that the UK now has the supplies to speed up the vaccination campaign. More than 17.2 million people in Britain have been given the first of two doses of the vaccine. Britain has had more than 120,000 coronavirus deaths, the highest toll in Europe. Italians are marking 1 year since their country experienced its first known COVID-19 death. With church services and wreath-laying ceremonies on Sunday, residents paid tribute to the dead, including in Italy's small northern towns that were so hard hit during the pandemic. Italy has seen 95,500 confirmed deaths from the virus. That's Europe's second highest pandemic death toll. While the first wave of infections largely engulfed Lombardy and other northern Italian regions, a second surge starting in the fall of 2020 has raced throughout the country. In the northeastern town of Vaud, which registered Italy's first known coronavirus death on February 21, 2020, officials unveiled a memorial plaque on Sunday. Election officials said Sunday leftist economist Andres Arauz will face conservative Guillermo Lasso in the upcoming second round of Ecuador's presidential election. It's a vote that's been marred by fraud allegations and taking place amid a worsening economic crisis. 36-year-old Arauz won the first round with 32.7% of the vote, not enough to win outright. His opponent is in the second round will be the ex-banker Lasso, who took 19.7% of the vote to beat left-wing indigenous leader Yaku Perez's 19.4%. That's according to the final results of the February 7th poll. The runoff will take place on April 11th. World number one tennis player Novak Djokovic beat Russia's Daniil Medvedev in straight sets to win his ninth Australian Open title on Sunday, his win extending his record-breaking reign at Melbourne Park. Djokovic demolished the fourth seed in front of 7,400 fans on Rod Laver Arena to end the Russians' unbeaten run at 20 matches. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.